Hello and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Pica. This show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. It is great to be back. I have to tell you, this break has been amazing, but I definitely have taken a break from making podcasts. So as we are now at, this is Thursday, 2020, I'm very excited to keep the podcast going. And today I'm going to be talking to you about how to market your voiceover business effectively, how to get business, but more importantly, we're going to dive into what marketing actually means and how this can help you. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
Okay, well, thank you all for listening and being a part of this journey. I hope you had an incredible 2019, and I hope you are ready to have an even more incredible 2020. And I thought, what better way to kick off the new year than to start talking about a topic that I believe is imperative to everyone's growth, and that is actually understanding the intricacies of marketing. We all know that we need to market to get business, right? We all know that we've got to bring in new customers, new clients, new bookings in order to grow our voiceover business. However, there are so many different ways or styles or definitions even that are being thrown out around about how to market, what is marketing, period, right? So I thought that I could take this opportunity to actually go through what the actual definition of marketing is and some of these other definitions and to talk about how that can help you grow your business, learning them. And so we can actually clarify what all this stuff really is. So first off, let's define what marketing actually is. So the dictionary says it is the strategic functions involved in identifying and appealing to particular groups of consumers, often including activities such as advertising, branding, pricing, and sales. So to me, right off the bat, that is the main reason why marketing is so confusing and is causing so many people trouble, because there's all of these different parts to it. So let's dive into each one. Okay, so let's start with advertising. And what's interesting about these different pieces, the advertising, branding, pricing, and sales, is that they are all different pieces, but what makes it even more confusing is that all four of them can be used separately, but then they can be used together, and one can be used to do something for another, and two can be used together, three or four or none. Like it can be very confusing. So let's first dive into what the definition of advertising actually is, okay? So the definition of advertising is the activity of attracting public attention to a product or business as by paid announcements in the print, broadcast, or electronic media. So when you think of advertising, I want you to think of advertising is the way to generate or to attract attention, okay? So this is the method at which you are trying to attract attention to your products, our voiceovers, our business, our brand, our prices, all right, an event that we're running, maybe a sale that we're running. That is what advertising is. Advertising is the actual, you know, activity of attracting, like a paid ad or a post. Do you understand? And this is where advertising is so important to understand in the context that you must advertise your brand, you must advertise your price, you must advertise sales, you must advertise, you know, your business in general, right? That's what advertising is. Okay, so let's move on to branding. or brand. So when we define this, it's a trademark or distinctive name identifying a product, service, or organization. And then there's many other definitions, but the one that kind of stuck out the most to me too, the second one was to impress firmly, right? To really impress a name, a mark, a logo, you know, colors, shapes. To impress a brand, a trademark, you know, something to impress it firmly upon others. Okay. And that's what brand is. Brand is a way for you to tell the story of why you are doing business, tell the story of what your business stands for by showing people a logo. Or the name of your business, or colors you'll put together in a particular way, or shapes. Anything, okay, that helps people identify you, your brand, and what you stand for. Okay, that's what brand is, that's what branding is. And you have to understand, right, that in order to get people to know that, we have to advertise what we are. Okay, so this is so important to understand, and I see so many people just not doing it, period, because I don't think they even have an idea, okay? And it happens to us every single day. We just don't realize it, okay? So that's what branding is. All right, let's get into pricing. Now, I want to talk pricing in the context of how it refers to getting business or marketing, okay? So the definition of pricing is the amount of money or goods asked for or given in exchange for something else as it pertains to generating business in comparison to other prices in the industry. So as I was saying before, I want to dive into pricing as a means to generate business. So if we think about pricing in that context, we can think about different ways to actually come up with the pricing for our business. You know, and generally it's called a rate card, something that people can identify what you charge. Now, many websites out there, they have their own rate card. In order to be a part of that website, you have to follow that rate, or you can come up with your own rate card, right? And you can either do that by using an industry standard rate card that you can find in various places, including the most popular one, which is the GVAA website, okay? Or you can come up with your pricing based on what, you know, the actual cost of your business is to run, right? How much does it cost to run your business on a daily basis, a monthly basis? How much are you trying to make an hour for yourself, or you're trying to make in salary? And also, how much profit do you want your business to make in order for it to grow the way you want it to grow? Like, and then you reverse engineer that and you come back to how much, you know, you want to make per hour, okay, or how much you want to make per job, et cetera, et cetera. And then you can determine how much you charge, and you can do it from there. To me, that is one of the best ways to actually run your business. However, it is also important for you to understand that pricing also tells people something about you, right? So, you know, there is, like, if we look at somewhere like Walmart and Harris Teeter, and if you don't know these two businesses, I know you know Walmart, but maybe you don't know Harris Teeter. You probably do. But if you're, I'm not sure how far Harris Teeter goes. But anyways, you know, Walmart and Harris Teeter, they're both grocery stores. I mean, you know, Walmart sells a lot, but it also has a grocery store, right? Walmart is definitely considered to be a cheap place to shop, where Harris Teeter is very on the higher end. And there's even higher ones than Harris Teeter, but it's just definitely. So when I think of the both of them, I think of them two separately. When I think of Harris Teeter as a place that I'm going to go and I'm going to get just really like homemade or high quality, you know, package there in the store, I'm going to get really great products. Now, I can still go to Walmart and I feel like I'm going to get really good products, but I feel like I'm going to get the cheapest products that they can be. That doesn't mean I still can't get brand products there, but they're not going to be the products that I'm going to get at Harris Teeter. The pricing of your brand also can serve as a marketing technique for how much you're, like, how good you are, or how much you think you're worth, how much you think, or let me rephrase, how much you think your business products are worth. Does that make sense? So by offering a higher price, you can also tell people that, you know, you feel like your brand is that much more quality than a lower price. However, where this also plays in is you have to think too, there is a market. And some people have, most people have budgets or they have an idea of a budget. So sometimes people are not going to want to pay the price you want to charge. And you have to understand that. Again, that is why when, you know, for example, you go to Zales, right? Or you go to Tiffany's, okay? Or two different stores. You know, you go to Tiffany's and I could buy the same thing at Tiffany's or I could buy the same thing at Zales or Tiffany. I could buy the same thing at Zales that I bought at Tiffany's for like, you know, 100%, like 80% less, right? Whereas like a small necklace and brand thing from Tiffany's can cost me like $500, right? Where the same thing from Zales would cost me like $85. Okay. They're both probably the same thing, but one signifies something. It represents something. Right. And because of that, the price also represents worth. All right. So then there is sales. So let's get into sales. Sales is the business or activity of selling goods or services. All right. So don't get confused with like, advertising your brand to advertising sales or, you know, trying to sell something. You know, if you're advertising a sale or you're advertising, you know, selling a product, you know, that is simply you posting something or you running an ad or you, you know, making a call or you sending an email asking someone to purchase a product from you, literally asking them to do that. Okay. That is sales. Okay. It's the actual activity. All right. Now, why I've said all of this is because this is all encompassed within marketing. So understanding all of these is the key to you being able to start using them all effectively. Because if you're not using these right now, you are leaving tons and tons and tons of money on the table. Okay, because one leads to another. Perfect example. You might be saying, okay, I want to charge, I want to get clients, Anthony, and I want clients to pay me X amount of dollars. The only problem is that, you know, I can't seem to get people to pay me this. They want to pay me this, or they want to pay me a lot cheaper, okay? Well, here's the thing, and I just gave the examples about Tiffany's. Your brand, your name, your business name, who your business is, or what your business is, what it stands for, okay? The recognizability of it. The trust it has, right? The way people look at it, that is what helps you raise your prices, right? The perception of value is powerful. And the way we perceive value is by, right, being able to recognizability of something, how we relate to it, how we view what they stand for. So this is why it's so important to understand each piece of these because, again, they are all separate, but then they all work together and one has to feed the other. You know, going out there and trying to sell a product is all great, but if nobody knows you or they don't recognize you, and if they don't recognize you or know you or relate to you, they don't trust you. And if they don't trust for you, they sure as hell aren't going to buy from you. So you have got to build trust, and you build trust through advertising your brand, advertising your sales, advertising the story of why you do what you do, which all goes under your brand, right? Advertising in general, getting yourself out there, attracting public attention to your product or business, okay? So super, super important. Now, the solution to all of this, right? The solution is to dive into each one of these. You know, I talk some about it here, but I want you to dive into each one of these and I want you to learn them and I want you to learn how they go together. You can do that by buying books, by taking courses, by watching YouTube videos. I mean, my goodness, there's so much knowledge out there for free and for very little that you can understand how to take these four different things I went over, advertising, branding, pricing, and sales, and use them to your advantage. And I hope that you've picked up on the fact that during this podcast, we've talked very little bit about voiceover. Because voiceover, yes, it is what we do, and it's very, very important that we put out a great voiceover. But to be honest with you, I am not one of those people that's going to say over here that, or I think, or I'm a, let me rephrase. I am not naive enough to think that I am 10 times better than you, or I put out some, you know, product that is so much better than you. I mean, that's ridiculous. There are so many incredible voiceover artists out there, right? Talent is not in short supply. So if that's the case, the same in the acting world. If that's the case, we have to figure out a way then to differentiate us. And to do that, what really differentiates us is our story, our background, who we are, what we want our business to stand for, and then how much do we get that story in front of other people? How recognizable are we? How relatable are we? Are people relating to us and our story? Do they even get a chance to relate to us? Do they even see us? Do they even know we exist? Okay, that is the solution. That's how you get your name out there. That's how you get business. And if you wonder why you get business through these other websites, because that is what they are doing. They are getting themselves out there. They have a name. They are advertising constantly their brand. They're advertising their prices. They're advertising sales. They are selling like crazy, advertising like crazy. They're advertising all of these things, their story, the why they do what they do, why they're better than everybody else, their brand, all right, their logos, their colors, the shapes that define them, all of these things, stories of individuals. So there's context. That's what they are doing day in and day out. And it is what you and me are not doing as effectively. Or we need to be doing more of it. All right. I hope that this has helped a great deal in understanding what marketing actually is and how it affects you and your business. For 2020, I challenge you to put together a plan on how you are going to advertise your brand, how your price is going to fit into that, and then how you are going to advertise sales, right? How are you going to sell? How are you going to advertise your brand? How are, you know, what's your story? How are you going to get it out there? Are you going to send emails? Are you going to, you know, and that's, by the way, that's advertising, right? The advertising is the activity, okay? The activity. So you can advertise by sending an email. You can advertise by doing posts on social media. You can buy ads. Ads equals advertising. That's why they're called ads. They're advertising for short. Okay. But again, these are vehicles for your brand, for selling or events, right? For telling stories, for offering deals. That's what they are. So I challenge you to come up with a plan for 2020. It doesn't have to be some intricate plan. It can simply be, I'm going to, you know, run, you know, 3 ads this month on Facebook. About one ad is going to be about my brand, who I am, what I stand for. One ad is going to be about why people should pay attention to what I'm doing. And the third ad is going to be about a January sale that I'm running. You know, I'm running 10% off in January because we all need it after we spent money on Christmas. Okay. I mean, you know, that's just something I threw out there to you. The point is come up with a plan, do it, collect the data. And then once you get the data, look at it, see where you think things are going well and things are not going well, fix that and try again. And you improve every single step. That's what this whole game is about. All right, you guys, it has been amazing doing another podcast with you. Please, if you get a chance, also, I want to take a moment to say we have the Fiverr Elite group is going strong. I'm so excited about it. I think we have up to like 43 people in the group right now. We'd love to have you. This group, we meet once a week, every Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern. There's replays always available if you can't make a Saturday. And, you know, the whole point of this group is to grow our Fiverr businesses above and beyond the next level. And I do that by, you know, doing mini lessons. I answer your questions. I review people's accounts. We go over, you know, all the stuff that Fiverr is doing to help us get business, et cetera, et cetera. It's just really a great community. We have our own private place where we answer questions and you can, you know, post your thoughts and everything, and we support each other. So it's really a wonderful place to be. There'll be a link, of course, in the description here, or you can go to www.avosjourney.com. That's avosjourney.com, and check it out there. All right, you guys, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Thursday, as well as a beginning to 2020. Take it easy, everybody. Peace.